Just when you think you've seen the absolute craziest that crazy can offer, guess what? The crazy gets crazier. Hi everyone, it's Az here from Heel vs. Babyface. Just when you think you've seen it all, of course you haven't seen it all. There's way too many levels of absolute insanity to fall down, and the games industry in the West is absolutely following that mantra. Yesterday, we saw the announcement of Assassin's Creed Shadows, which featured a protagonist which was a black guy who was a samurai. I don't know how many levels of actual far-left racism this goes down, but I'm imagining it's pretty much several. Square Enix has pulled out of the Western gaming industry. Europe, goodbye. America, goodbye. They see the rot. They see how much money the West has lost them with its inclusion and diversity. D-I-E, get it correct, people. They don't want anything to do with it anymore. They actually want to make money. Profits were down so much they had to stop trading on their company. And now they've even ditched Sony because they need to go multi-platform because the West is killing the gaming industry. Show a little bit of skin and oh my goodness me, an attractive woman showing off skin. Let's go crazy, said the weirdos about Stellar Blade. Wait a minute, there's a bear doing a guy up the wrong un. Yes, that's inclusive and diverse and stunning and brave, apparently, or something or other of those lines. I don't know. Oh my God.
Have you ever shoved anything in your own ass? Of course. Duh.
So just when you think we might just have a few days of sanity to recoup some gray matter up here, CD Projekt Red says, "Oi, hold my soy latte. We've got something really important to announce." "We've just won an award," they said. "Congratulations," I said. "What's it for?" I said. "What part of gaming is it about?" I said. "It's about our female employees having periods and us giving them time off for it." "You fucking what?" I said. "Yes, we give leave to women that bleed, but not men. They gotta stay and work." "Dear sweet viewer, I wish I was making this up, but I'm not." This comes from CD Projekt Red themselves on TwitTwat earlier today. "We're proud to receive the Diversity Charter Award for our menstrual leave benefit in the category of innovative approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion in business. Have you bled from your vagina? Well, guess what? You can take some time off as a benefit. What to do? I don't know. Shout at your fucking husband, probably, because that's what you're bound to do. Get ratty for no reason. Throw some garbage on the floor, then blame it on the kids and take it out on them. I don't know, but for some reason, it's stunning and brave that if you do what women have been doing since the beginning of fucking time, and they've continued to work, CD Projekt Red, no, no, no. We will ply the workload onto other employees because you are a narcissistical, lazy cow."
"Yeah, I like bled from my vagina, so I think I like need some like time off and stuff."
Holy cow, can't wait for more games from CD Projekt. I can wait a very long time, thank you very much indeed. Which honors organizations showcasing outstanding commitment to fostering an inclusive workplace by excluding people and making the workload on other people even higher. That sounds inclusive to me. This category is chosen by internet users. So thank you to everyone who voted for us. They probably thought you were taking the fucking piss, mate. If I saw a vote based on what benefits there were for a company and I was looking through them and you go, "Oh, discounts for cinema tickets. That sounds nice. Oh, discounts for going out to the restaurants with family. That sounds good. Oh, you get 10% off if you go to the local supermarket. Or time off if you bleed from your vagina." I know which one I'd vote for. Simply out of principle of shitposting. "Here is a summary of the impact of this benefit during the first 9 months of implementations. They bullet point it with period blood. 39% of eligible reds." I don't know if that's communists or women fucking having a period. "Have taken menstrual leave at least once." I would. I would take menstrual leave. I would identify as a woman and take menstrual leave just to get time off from your fucking company. On a monthly average, well, that's kind of how periods work, 11.3% of eligible Reds use this benefit. 57% used menstrual leave at least twice, with 1% using it every month. They're literally highlighting how women are skiving from their freaking job. What do they have to do to quantify this? Do they come in a couple of days later with a big array of used sanitary towels?
Yeah, look at this one. This was a pretty heavy flow day, this one. Yeah. You didn't want me in on Wednesday, mate. Oh, I would have been a fucking nightmare. I would have been.
These numbers, along with the recognition we've received, show that Reds are using this benefit responsibly and highlight the safety and supportiveness of our workplace. Oh, yes, I've understood that there are many a chronic case of death by period.
Yeah, have you seen Jane today? You haven't heard? No, what's going on? Jane died? What do you mean Jane died? She had an extra flow period and passed away. You're kidding me. No, blood loss. It's an epidemic. CD Projekt Red, help us, please. Help us.
And that was a quote, by the way, from their Director of Culture, Diversity and Inclusion, aka a made-up job for a made-up person where they're burning money and also destroying their company in the process. You go, CD Projekt Red. But we're not stopping there. We are now part of Career Cycle, more like Menstrual Cycle, a program initiated by the See You Next Tuesday Foundation. This initiative unites organizations and companies that create an inclusive work environment by increasing awareness of mental health. I think more employees are going to go mental because women are skiving off work and using this as an excuse. A big thank you to all the individuals who've supported us on this journey. And that picture could not say any more than I've just said in that video. I think it's safe to assume that nothing good is ever going to come out of CD Projekt Red again. Not with these absolute mentalists running the show. People just want fun video games while they're going around LARPing far left ideological wanker. I'll see you in the next video. You take care. Bye for now. What do you mean it looks like one of the Reds just went all over my... Outta here.